fantastic road in and out, you know. But it's brought to my attention there that the surface is coming loose on it. One man told me that he lost 2 windscreens in his vehicle on it. You can plainly see that at the top is just coming loose on it now. It's probably a massive wear and tear due to the volume of traffic on it. And I think, you know, it's just a case that we need to make sure that it's on the TAA's radar. We have to let that road get away. You know, it has been in reasonably decent condition. We need to get on the ball and make sure that that's on a programme very shortly for the resurface.
And then the key phrase there, of course, is TII, because this road is not under the control of Donegal County Council. It is the N56, therefore it's going to be Transport Infrastructure Ireland who have the ultimate responsibility here.
I think, to be fair about it, you know, if you look at the N56 right around the county, that's been massively upgraded this last number of years. And, you know, we have some stretches like from Termin to Creasley that need to be upgraded, and even from the Doonwell Junction to Termin, and you know, it's in three and now for it to be upgraded in the next few years. And we'd be hoping that the rest of that road right on down, and as far as Creasley and Dunfanaghy, would be upgraded. But, you know, any pieces of the road they've done, they've been, you know, that's been a great help there to traffic flow. And I would just hope myself that we can get this up, you know, get it resurfaced, and try and keep on top of it, because we don't want to see a heap of potholes starting to open on the roads and stuff like that. That, you know, a road with that volume of traffic, you have the 12 or 13 years, it's probably due to be done anyway. So I'll be pushing for to try and get that done, and done as soon as possible.